Yeah, well, at the time I had that big President Madison bass I told you about, and I had a Demco Demon 750 amplifier, probably pulled about 1,100 out of it. But I had a scanner. I still have it here, in fact. I have a realistic scanner that I modified. You could listen to cell phone conversations, which is a federal no-no. And I had it in line two, and me and my girlfriend were going down the road we love. We turned down the driveway, turned off the driveway on the dirt road, and the van came by our way, past us, coming the opposite direction. I seen all the antennas and stuff. I told her, I said, stop. I said, stop. I said, if that van turns in the driveway, I said, spin this damn thing around and get me there fast. I said, my pops will let them in. Because I had my pop there. And, no, they didn't. They just drove past. And then, one day this one girl come to visit me, and she asked me, she said, are you in trouble with the FCC or anything? And I told her, I said, I don't know, why? She said, well, every day when I go to work, I go by your road. She said, there's a FCC car parked on the corner, right on the corner. It's parked, you know, alongside the road. It says FCC. So that was it, man. I had my buddy George over in the next road. He had one of them telephone trucks, the molder. He drove one of them Ford Rangers with the telephone thing on the back. You know, where they used to drive telephone trucks, repair trucks. I had him come up, back up to the back deck. I put everything in his truck, the scanner, the amplifiers, everything. Went over his house, put everything in a closet, came back home and stuck a little mobile 40-channel radio in line and ran it like that till they disappeared.